Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in three delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk. So you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Look at this. They put the band back together. Everyone's in the same place.
The crew.
ESPN Radio. Sirius XM Channel 80. ESPN 2, as you can plainly see. We're on, you can download the ESPN app. We're on your podcast. We're on your smart speakers. We're everywhere. What's going on, guy? Long time, Key.
Good morning.
Look at you.
No, I just saw you before the holidays.
No,
saw
because you came in.
Right here on the screen.
No. Key came in, but then I was sick 2 days.
Well, you've been sick longer than 2 days.
Well, I'm saying I missed two shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys,
that was one late. Maybe a show or two.
My guy, I could do that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I'm shivering and stuff in my chair. Sitting
Don't
right
worry,
where Key
I'll
is.
Fight through it.
Key Lysol down. The whole thing was smart.
Yeah, it's very Lysol down. Sprayed it and wiped it and made sure it was nice and clean before I sat down.
Exactly.
So today,
everything was good. I had to come in to, you know, drop some buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called you yesterday. I thought I was going to see you. How long were you on the tarmac for?
No, you called me. I called you back.
You didn't call me back?
You was at the game. We talked.
I know we talked.
You were at?
No, stop. See, don't
We
do
talk,
that.
And you said, I'm going to call you.
I said, hit me when you get to the hotel. Nothing.
No, you said, I'm going to hit you
See,
when I leave the game so we can go to the bar.
Yeah, See? You didn't text back. Jay, I texted you, too. You never texted back.
I because your text was weird, and
it caught me
off guard because it wasn't even basketball lingo. So this is great. Can I read the text on Max real quick,
sure.
Key, for you?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have this 2-on-2 match today, big-time matchup today, Key and I against Bart.
I don't know how big-time it is, but okay.
I'm shooting the free throw to determine possession.
Max is shooting the free throw. So Max shoots me a text in the middle of the game last time at the Mets game, and he goes, FT champ. So I'm reading, FT champ. Hit easily 12 to 15% of them. So I'm like, and he said easy at the end. So I'm
easy.
Like, I did.
I hit 12. I got about 200 shots up. I hit easy, 12, 15%. I might be underselling that. It might be 18 or 20%.
So me, I'm thinking, 12. He made 12 out of 15.
Okay.
Like, 12 out of 15.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I'm trying to read it.
Like
he says, no, 12 to 15% of them.
Yeah.
Of the 200.
He didn't even, label how many shots he took. He just said 12
exactly.
to 15.
I wasn't counting exactly, but you know.
But who talks that way? Who says, "Oh, I made 12 to 15%
of my shots"?
No. Some of them were, you know,
bottom of the net,
pure. My problem
pure.
Is I can hit two in a row. That's that third through fifth one that doesn't go so.
And he walks in.
So
like,
mentally
my arm
fatigued.
Is sore today. It's
oh,
sore.
My arm is sore. My back, everything. My quads, everything's sore. From free throws. That's right.
Quads.
Yeah, my quads. That's when you know you got to get back. I haven't done anything since the pandemic started. Basically,
so we're not getting the ball today. That's what you're trying to tell us.
And not only am I going to hit. Because I'm that type of dude. I'm going to do it with my eyes closed.
No.
Leave them
that's
open.
What, yeah,
please.
That's where you're going wrong.
Closed. It's going right in.
That's where you go wrong.
By the way, he was doing it yesterday while we were doing the show. He was crumbling up paper and then closing his eyes.
That's right.
And shooting it at the
That's
the
what I meant by
can.
The 12. To, I got 100 shots
one.
Up.
You didn't make one yesterday with your eyes closed.
You guys told me I made some, so maybe if my eyes were closed, I couldn't. So today is the day. All the pressure is, in fact, on you, Jay. All the pressure of this whole thing.
Are you making me out to be the Steph Curry of this 2-on-2
you
challenge?
You are. No,
that's
no,
what you're doing.
No. You were a 2-time player of the year.
See,
you won a national title.
See, and I've never
you were
got
second
two
overall
two
in the draft.
MVP.
And Alan Hahn didn't play professional ball. And Keyshawn Johnson was a football player. And
was
so was Bart
pick
Scott.
In the draft, super athlete.
But it's a different sport. You have all the pressure.
I have one leg.
Well,
I'm barely
so
able to walk for a living. I have drop foot, and you're telling me all the pressure's on me.
He has drop foot, but I dropped.
I guess that works, yeah.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
He has drop foot, but then I dropped trying to guard him.
Yeah,
so,
right. Come on.
Seriously.
Yeah. Jay, it's just be like taking candy from a baby.
Key and I pick and roll all day long.
Right.
Pick and roll all day long.
Pick and roll. They gonna slide down and kick it back out to him. He gonna knock it down. That's it.
I love how Bart talked Alan Hahn into this situation, and now all the pressure somehow is on Alan Hahn. He keeps trying.
All the pressure's on the weather. All the outside court. All the pressure's on the weather now. Like I keep
checking the weather app, which, by the way, is the worst app of all time. It's never right.
Look at the court, though, by the way. It looks beautiful.
I catch Key coming into the building today, and Key's like, it's going to rain. I could feel it.
I could smell it.
I'm like, no, I'm looking at it. It's not supposed to rain. Sure enough, in the last half hour, now at 8 o'clock, first it was 30% chance of rain. Now it's 40% chance of rain. Pretty soon it'll say 7 o'clock, 50% chance of rain, right?
Anything to get out of
work. Yeah, then a little bit of, and it's got a little gust of wind.
Yeah.
And so the wind is, whatever little dark clouds is hovering over Seaport, you're going to get the wind that's going to bring the mist down, and the court's going to be wet.
Slippery and stuff.
I'm just telling you, but I hope not. I hope not, because I'm you know, it's game. Sure. You know when you have a game day mentality?
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I have a game day mentality. I did not sleep.
No.
Okay.
I swear to you. Mm. Did not sleep.
Did you not sleep the night before games?
Oh, not at all. I'd be walking the hallway, talking to the security guards, downstairs, meeting with the people, just having conversations.
See, I find that normal. No. If you're at the highest level of your profession and everyone's trying to, like, incredibly competitive, right, and objectively they find out about you, I would expect that should be more normal, that it's hard to sleep the day before.
I would take Ambien and everything else and fall asleep for 10 minutes and up.
Yeah, like, Jay.
I'm lights out.
Yeah, you that
lights
that,
out.
That's, no, that's to me, Jay. More odd.
The day before the Super Bowl, that Saturday before Super Bowl Sunday?
Before Super Bowl.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, though, I played in the Super Bowl with about 2 hours of sleep in about a 36-hour period of time.
That's all adrenaline, though.
Yeah,
adrenaline gets you.
Yeah, I was ready, but that's just how I was.
Yeah.
Plus, so, I was watching tennis and the whole deal, but still.
Buck Showalter last night, I was talking to him.
Yeah.
The manager of the Mets told me not to trust you for the free throw for who gets
eyes closed.
Because you're a Yankees fan.
I'm going to hit it.
And we should not trust Yankees fans.
I know it bothers. It may bother some people. But you guys should be here. I'm just the type of dude to hit it with my eyes closed, and we all know it. So that's what's going to happen.
Keep telling yourself that.
I'm closing my eyes. It's going right in. Now, listen.
Eventually, they'll miss if they do get the ball, so I'm not worried about it.
That's fair.
Bart and Hahn, we're talking about this very game, which is today, the 2-on-2. And here's what was said about it.
And
Alan Hahn, do you have high expectations?
And go!
Sound. Go!
Alan, I'm the average Joe here. I'm the first one to admit it. I'm the biggest of all you fools, and yet I'm the average Joe. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You and Key played in the NFL, so you kind of, like, both are just football players in this stint, and we're playing a basketball
game. Yeah, we big ogres.
Yeah.
Well, Keyshawn's not, because he's a receiver. He's a diva. He's the athlete.
But Jay Will is the accomplished one here. He is the player of the year, number two overall pick.
A lot of pressure on him.
You think? I mean,
playing football, the pressure would be on me and Keyshawn.
I mean, I'm supposed to suck.
Yeah.
If I make one shot, I've already won.
Yeah.
Look, he wasn't useless. He made a shot, right? Like, that's all I have to do is make a shot. Don't embarrass myself, and I'm all right.
And if I don't break the backboard,
just be athletic.
No, Lowe's, I don't break the backboard.
See, Alan Hahn is not wrong. He's right. If he makes a shot, that's great for him. But just, I'll remind everyone, Bart and Hahn, especially Bart, was talking about how easy. They'll take everyone 2-on-2, and they sounded like you
changed
were going to be
quickly.
Easy work, Jay.
Really quickly, it's changed. By the way, like, there's no pressure on a 2-on-2. If you played a basketball game in front of 60,000 people, you think I'm worried about a 2-on-2 match against Bart and Hahn?
Only because there's no way they're supposed to do anything. That's where the pressure comes. You are the great one, and
they got 7-1.
Yeah.
That means we lose?
No.
That's what you're trying to tell me.
Score, though.
Yeah, they can score.
They might score two or three times.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay. But they said they can wax everybody. That's where this whole thing started off.
Yeah, there's not a there's no handicap here.
With Alan and Bart being like, oh, yeah, we can give everybody easy
work. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say – I wouldn't say Alan.
Alan. Bart.
Bart wrote a check that he's not going to be able to cash.
It's
not really – Alan had to – he couldn't chicken it out on his partner, right? He had to back him.
Bart did it to Alan. Yo, if you're Alan Hahn, you realize that's your radio partner. That's not the last time that's going to happen. Bart talks a gang of stuff.
Yeah, like at a bar. One of those guys at a bar that's always talking, running his mouth, and then all of a sudden his buddy gets into trouble, and he's like,
hey, you know what we have to do now? We have to jump out of an airplane. Well, hold on. What? I didn't say I could.
Your boy gets into that bar fight. You'd be like,
yeah, you did it
I want to help you, but you want to fight this one off on your own.
He's going to challenge next Perk and Swagoo to a tag team wrestling
situation. I'm happy
Perk
and Swagoo are not participating in this 2-on-2 challenge because I ain't trying to have that.
So, but the real, pressure, guys, the real pressure. Who has more to gain with a title, Steph Curry or Jason Tatum? We asked this yesterday. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Jay, you threw out the first pitch at the Mets game.
So last night was dope, man. I mean, I got a chance to hang out with Buck Showalter, spent some time with him. Got a chance to spend some time with a lot of the players, like met Francisco Lindor, which is really, really cool. Johan Santana, it was the 10th anniversary of him throwing a no-hitter, only pitcher in Mets history to throw a no-hitter.
Johan Santana was the best pitcher in baseball about 4 or 5 years.
It was cool. And Josh Tolley caught my first pitch, which wasn't the best first pitch, but I got the ball over home plate, and the ball didn't leave the actual
frame.
The frame this time.
Did you throw off the rubber or the edge?
I threw off the rubber. Yeah. So, and it was cool. I got a chance to meet a lot of players. Scherzer was there, so I got to hear all these stories about just how bringing – somebody in with championship experience, how that translates to the locker room, how that relieves pressure from Lindor not to be the guy, not to be as tight. Obviously hoping that they get DeGrom back. But it was – I mean, and look, they pummeled the Natties 10-0.
Did you go from the windup or the stretch?
Went from the windup.
Yeah, no runners on base.
Yeah.
I mean, he might just, you know.
Yeah, just chuck it in
there. Stretch. Yeah.
But the crazy part – so – Marley last night hit a homer, I think it was the bottom of the first, and there was a dude who was literally holding a baby, right? He was holding like it was like a 1-year-old baby in his arms, and the ball hits the tarp in the back, right, and literally bounces. And my man is holding the baby with the left hand, reaches over while the baby's extended. You can see this online, and then grabs the homer with the right hand, and everybody's like, yeah, cheers at him. I'm like, yo, your baby could have straight up dropped, like, on the field.
Priorities, you know.
But, I mean, that's
gotta
what
get
matters.
That ball.
But it was cool overall. It was dope. That's where it is, you know, baseball. Ooh,
chasing balls with kids pulled to Michael Jackson, huh?
And then I got a lot of trash talking about the Subway Series coming up, Max.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're a Yankees fan, obviously. Me, new right. Mets fan.
Mets
so fan. It's time.
Why would
it's
you
time.
Choose? You choose a life of misery when you choose
no,
the Mets.
No, because you know what it is? It's about getting your hands in the dirt. It's a little
like
bit
moving
more gritty.
To,
what is it? What is it? Two, three? What, like how? Who's home?
I don't even know what it
I don't
is
even know
this
where
year.
It is.
I have to look it up.
I just know that I'm bringing Max.
I know, Key. It's like trash. People move to L.A. and they can't bring themselves to root for the Lakers because they always root. So they root for the – why would you adopt the Clippers when you move to L.A.?
Nobody
it's the same thing with the Mets.
The Clippers that moved to
a
LA.
Lot of people do because they're from Boston or something.
Yeah,
they can't
don't know
you know.
Any better. They're renters.
Plus, I feel like Steve Cohen, like he wants to play, though. So spending some time with him, he's like, yo, I see these dudes – I'm coming after these dudes. Mm. So it feels kind of personal, and I rock with that, Max.
Yeah.
You guys are worried about penny pinching Aaron Judge. Well, go ahead, penny pinch.
I'm not crazy about that.
We'll
part.
Be over
That's
here
true.
Waiting with a blank check.
We will
27
be
chips,
over here
though,
waiting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just adopted
27 chips. Yankees are going to win the whole thing.
That's easily. He gets to
Yankees and Dodgers chips. Might meet in the World Series.
Jay is now president of baseball operations.
We'll be back in 10
seconds.
Yes. What a song.
Better not rain. We got the 2-on-2 challenge today right here at Seaport. Key and Jay against Bart and Han.
If it rains, I'm not playing. If it rains earlier, I'm not playing on the wet court.
We can go in a bubble. Move it inside.
Do we have the resources for that?
That's what they do in football.
They built you a court.
They built you. It doesn't mean they're going to build a bubble on top of the
build
court.
Build a bubble. Get them outside right now and build a bubble.
We do have the CEO of ESPN here in Keyshawn, Joseph Johnson. So he might
get your man Steve Cohen to build a bubble.
Because you call yourself the CEO of ESPN. We talked about
first
this.
First of all, you screwed up my name.
I know. It's Joseph Keyshawn. But it feels like it has a different ring when it's Keyshawn Joseph, you know?
First of all, I don't even look like a Joseph. That's why I'm Keyshawn.
Keyshawn.
Joseph just.
You could be Joey.
No, once you pass. Once you get to about the third grade, that's got to
go. That's when it changed. Yeah, how did it change?
Because I just changed.
You did it yourself.
Yeah, because Joseph as a kid looked like a snotty-nosed kid, and that's not me. Think about it.
Would people call you
snotty-nosed kid?
Would like teachers and stuff call you Joseph when you were bad?
Snotty-nosed Joey.
Now, did anyone ever call you Joe as a kid? Or was it always Joseph?
My mom, when she needs something.
Yeah. That's like Jason for me. I'm like, oh, damn. What I do?
Yeah, my mom would say Joe when she needs something, but that would stopped after... I want to say like the second or third grade.
So you just kind of renamed yourself Key. You're going to use that as your name.
Well, and everyone just started calling Joseph you. Joseph Keyshawn.
Right. So, but everyone started calling you Key.
Cool Keyshawn. Do I look like a damn Joseph?
But see,
well, listen,
Max,
if my name was Joseph Keyshawn and I could choose, I would also
right.
choose
see, Max,
I
mean, what like, happens seriously.
When people call us out, they go Joe. They go Jason. When people call you out, like Draymond, they don't say your name.
Hey, Joe Max.
That's right. Draymond did call me out, didn't he? It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Listen to, and Dre is, I love Dre in the media, the whole thing. Listen to how slick, the thing is, if you come at me and
I
try to be
slick. I love when it becomes personal for
if
you.
If you come
I
at me
it.
And try to be slick, I will point out exactly where you're trying to be slick.
Tell me why you're mad, son.
I'm not athletic. I'm here because, well, obviously the looks, but because I'm smart. Now listen to this. Listen to Draymond Green.
Kevin Durant was absolutely incredible in those finals runs. As you know, right. You watched it. We all watched it. Kevin Durant was absolutely insane. Steph Curry got double teamed probably seven times the amount that KD did in a given series.
Well, where's the end of the clip, guys? The end of the clip is what I'm interested in. Obviously, Steph's presence made things much easier for KD. I thought LeBron was the best player in the series because he, like, KD was guarded by one dude. LeBron sometimes, like, guarded by one dude. KD! Because what are you going to do? You got Steph, you got Klay. It's too much. But at the end, Dre's quote was, like, people who don't know what they're looking at need shiny objects like finals MVPs. Like finals MVPs. Shiny objects to tell them what's going on. If the people don't know about basketball.
Oh, boy, you get that look in your
eye. Because if you don't know about basketball,
but listen
that's
to this.
What you need. That's
but
what
right,
I'm saying.
But, well, that's fine. But here's what it is at the end, though, that he said. Steph doesn't need that. What was it? What was the quote? To know who he is. For him to, something like that. I never said
anything.
He doesn't
need the MVP.
MVP, right.
Finals MVP.
To validate who he is.
To validate who he is.
I never said that.
Well.
But he didn't say Max said it.
Yeah, who's he talking about? He is a top 15 player of all time. Jay, this was a response to Jay saying he might be top 10 of all time when all is said and done. Well, if you want to talk about, yes. You know, that's not a birthright. You just don't pop up into the top 10. Not. You got to move someone out. Guess what? Those guys all were in the top 10 at some point. The best player in basketball. And finals MVP.
But see, Max,
I'm not talking about Steph needs it to validate who he is.
I'm on Dre's side here a little bit with you because I hear what you're saying. It's a moving target. It's fluid. But yesterday, you kept going back to 2015. And your whole claim, and I'm leaving it alone after this because it's too much to get into. But yeah, your whole claim is that Steph wasn't the best player on that team. And your thing is they won by default. And those are two different arguments. Yes, they would have lost probably if Kevin Love and Kyrie were available. We don't know that, right? Because they weren't available. We'll never know that. But Steph was the best player
I agree
on
with
that.
That
team.
Let me amend to be more precise.
I wasn't here with you guys yesterday, but if you go and you say Kevin Love and Kyrie 2015, blah, 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 but you can flip it and say the same thing in 2016. If Draymond,
no, you can't.
Even with Toronto, 3-1, if Clay's there with
Toronto
Kevin
Durant, Toronto is a legitimate argument, not 16.
How not?
I will explain. Because Steph was a little banged up, but he was playing, and he wasn't
100% though, man.
But no one's ever 100%. I'm talking about guys not on the court.
But multiple guys were hurt in that series. Bogut was hurt too.
And Draymond Green's suspension was based on LeBron being smart, knowing he had so many texts. 100%. He baited LeBron. Clearly baited Dre into a tech, knowing he would be suspended, and he was.
In other words, that's the only way LeBron was going to win that championship is by getting
your
Draymond out the game.
I'm saying, but players on your team who can go up to that line need to know when to not. But, so that's different. If you want to say Toronto, 100% agree. But, it cut against them in Toronto. Toronto never wins if KD and Klay don't get hurt. No doubt.
And they never lose up 3-1 if those dudes don't get hurt and get
in
kicked
out. In 2015, if Kyrie and Kevin Love don't get hurt, obviously Cleveland wins. It went 6 games without them.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that. You don't know that.
So let me rephrase. Because he was the best player on the team. They didn't give him MVP, right? Yes. Two separate things. I don't think Steph has ever been the best player on a team where at the end of the season you go, that was the best team in basketball. Okay? In 15, okay. I did not think that about the Warriors. In 16, they lost. 17 and 18, it was KD. And they would have been the best team in basketball when they played Toronto, except they got hurt. But then KD would have been the best player on that
team. So here's what's interesting about that. So I want you to know what Ty Lue said about the 17 and 18 season, right, when they had Kevin Durant. Ty Lue, the head coach of the opposing team. I remember in 2017-18, we blitzed Curry still with Klay and KD on the floor. So, like, when you look at the stats, because that's what Draymond was talking about in the original clip, right? That he thought Steph got double-teamed 7 times more. It was an arbitrary number. But when you look at the numbers, man, Steph got double-teamed like 40, 50 times, where KD was less than the fingers on my right hand.
Yeah, it was nuts, no doubt.
So, like, the defenses, the amount of looks and attention that he brings to the table gives permission to other people to be isolated
absolutely
in better situations.
No question.
Absolutely.
But it's something that's not talked about as
much. It is talked about. He gets credit for it.
But it's not, though, Max, because we live in this world of absolutes, that he's not the best player.
Who is the best player on that team? I know Steph got doubled
up. So, for me,
15?
No, 17 and 18 with KD.
So, when somebody decides as an opposing coach decides that we're going to set our defense to take X amount out of the game.
There you go.
That tells me a lot as a player.
We're going to live with KD being ISO.
We're going to live with KD being ISO because we think that this guy here is more dangerous to us.
But it didn't work. They got crushed. In other words, pick your poison on that team. Whatever you do, Warriors are going to kill you.
No,
right?
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, because Steph, like when KD would score, KD is not a momentum scorer. KD can put together runs, but it's not the same way that when Steph gets going, like Steph just gets blown out of control.
Let me make a final point about that, and this is ongoing, but the Warriors are now favored in their 6 finals. That Steph's been in all 6, they're favorites every time. Right now, they're 3-2, right? They could be either 3-3 or 4-2. Either way, but especially if they're 3-3 after this finals, but even 4-2, the results don't match the odds. Why is that, do you think? What I would suggest is, however you say you want it, they're defending Steph. Steph, up until that point, is so great. It's like, oh, my God, they're going to win. But once the finals start, it's a little bit different. That's what I'm saying. So I'd like to see a finals where it's not a little bit different, where it's, yup, that's Steph. He's killing the game.
Dude's
to be in the top
10 all points,
time.
Man, stop.
To be in the top 10 all time, not
the
to be top 12, 15.
26.
Is he a top 10 of all time? Is he top 10 of all time?
He's trending in that direction,
Max.
That's our whole point.
When his career's over, which will be another 6, 7, 8 years, He'll be a top 10.
Who's first in, him or KD?
Whoa, this resume, his resume is better.
Really? He's going to be in over KD? Who's coming out?
It's about resume. Well, you're asking two different questions right now.
Yeah, I don't know who's coming out. Those are two different questions. I don't have any vote.
Tim Duncan might be the first guy out, and KD would replace him most likely. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract. What do you two know? You're just professional athletes, but I have big opinions. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Nick Saban is backtracking.
Like you'll be doing it about a month.
Well, listen, I got to. I'm versatile. And Jay says that Nick Saban looks worse with every word he utters. Mm-hmm. Find out why. Next, ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
You don't know. This is how Jimbo Fisher feels when he sees Nick Saban in the streets.
Or at the meeting.
At the meeting, yeah.
Destin, Florida. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. So, you don't know. Nick Saban responded at SEC Media Day on the Jimbo Fisher situation. He called Jimbo out by name, called him out by name, basically, right? Like, you're saying, like, this is what they are doing when you're trying to raise money.
Yeah, but see, it's not even all about Jimbo Fisher, too, because he certainly mentioned Jackson State and Deion Sanders.
Right.
Which was really, that was one that touched home out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you bring in Prime and his team and his school into a situation that meant nothing.
You're trying to use whatever you can to raise money, but it's not like Prime is sitting there on a mountain of cash to pay kids. Come on.
My man's just trying to build an HBCU.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, leave Prime alone.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me that Nick Saban, it matters much who the target is. The real target are right boosters at Alabama, it seems to me. But anyway, here is Nick Saban. Would you call this backtracking? What would you call this?
I didn't say anybody did anything wrong, okay? And I've said everything I'm going to say about this. But I guess the point, and I should have never mentioned any individual institutions, I said that before. But, you know, some kind of uniform, name, image, and likeness standard that supports some kind of equitable national competition, I think is really, really important in college athletics and college football. I'm all for players making as much as they can make. But I also think that, we've got to have some uniform, transparent way to do that. Our players did extremely well last year in name, image, and likeness because they got agents, they had representation. I have no problem with Jimbo. I have no problem with Jimbo at all.
Y'all so stupid.
Nick is certainly backtracking. No question about it. He is certainly backtracking. But we all heard what he said a couple weeks ago. I mean, we all heard it, and now he wants to try to clean it up. I get it, because it looks bad on the surface, right? It really does that you are out there putting other programs and coaches' names in your mouth about the way that they go about recruiting because you could not beat them in recruiting, Jay. Your wallet dried up and theirs kept going. That's all it was. In the end, he got duped because what happened was Nick figured, I got the bag. I'm the guy. I control the SEC. Whatever I say goes in the SEC. But what others did is they went and got bigger bags, and Nick didn't know they had bigger bags. So as Nick was digging in his bag, taking care of everybody and getting guys signed, they was like, oh, okay, we got more money. We can keep going.
They're still spending? Yeah. Right. So he wants everything equitable so long as he doesn't have the upper hand. As soon as he has the upper hand, he doesn't need equity. But, yeah.
I feel like this is a horrible look for the GOAT. It's a horrible look. And every time he talks, it gets worse and worse. He shouldn't talk about it anymore after this. Let it go. Because a couple of things. Number one, right, for Nick Saban – didn't say any team did anything wrong, but if you listen to the sound, because I went back and heard again last night, his tone definitely implied that. His tone implied how you say things matter. His tone implied that they were cheating, right? Mm-hmm. These schools, these programs are cheating. And we all know this because we've been around college coaches, Key, you and I, for our whole lives. When you talk about a program, you're talking about the coach. Right? Like all these coaches are reflections of the program.
Did his tone imply that they were cheating, or did his tone imply that they are exploiting something that's basically unfair?
Whatever way you want to interpret it, I interpret it as like cheating to me. Mm-hmm. That's how I interpret it. And the last thing on the back end of it is when one coach, after he hears your tone and it feels personal to him, replies to you and kind of eludes that I know where all the bodies are buried, and then you start backtracking like this, it makes you wonder.
No, but he certainly mentioned the universities and talked about he talked about Jackson State and getting the top player on defense and said that he read about it in the newspaper. He specifically said that.
That's what I'm saying.
Deion's not allowed to have one guy.
Just give me one.
Can he get one?
But that was my point. When you say, like, when I say Duke, who am I talking about? When I say Duke basketball.
Sure, of course.
When Coach I say K. North Carolina basketball, you're thinking about Hubert Davis. Like, mm-hmm. when I say, like, USC football, Lincoln Riley. You automatically, these coaches are reflecting. Their names. I'll keep Lincoln Riley's name out of my mouth.
Please. Keep the Trojans out your mouth. We're doing everything right. Cool. Leave us alone.
Phrasing. He'll have no problem with that. Yeah. Go ahead. Yes.
But that's my point,
though.
Hey, yo. Exactly. That was so awkward. Anyway, all I'm saying is when you say a program, you're talking about the coach. Mm. That program.
Absolutely.
It's the coach. Same thing.
And Nick, again, Nick has lost control. I've talked to a number of SEC coaches. I've talked to coaches in college football that I know personally, and they said Nick has lost control. He doesn't control anything anymore. He's not the godfather. He's kind of losing his power right now, and it's a little scary for him because he's never been put in that situation.
That makes sense because when people are scared, especially when if you're older and stuff changes – well, listen, if you're 70 years old,
remote control doesn't work.
And,
what is
right,
this?
It's like, oh,
a lot
it's
of people
scary.
Been retiring lately.
And he does sound like someone who is like the anger. What's underneath that might be fear, right? Because, but what the reason I agree with you, Jay, that like he just it looks bad for him is hold on, coach, when everything was going your way, it was all good, right? As soon as there's one other school that can recruit better than you because they got deeper pockets.
He lost a lot. He lost some players to Texas.
Okay.
Texas A&M, well, LSU.
I'm saying, but Ellis, this one, that one, but I'm saying there's one that has deeper pockets for sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And there are others now who are more level to playing field. And then there's Deion Sanders, who gets one single guy.
But that's my thing that I don't understand, though, Max. Like, being around guys like Coach K or being around guys like Jimbo or Nick Saban, they always minimize the noise. Like, but they minimize all the static around the program. I don't understand why he would feel so comfortable to speak that way to begin with.
Well, I think what happened with Prime's situation is he was trying to spread the blame, so to speak, on where the NILs are at right now. So his natural thought is Jackson State, Deion Sanders. He didn't. What he was trying to do is blame everybody instead of just saying Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M. He went and said, well, just not them. Look at this program.
Miami.
This program. Yes. Yeah, that was his whole
also maybe
cover-up.
Super rich school yeah, to a school. Yeah, maybe that is. Yeah.
He was trying to use it as a cover-up, but what he did is he messed with the wrong dude when he messed with Prime. Because you ain't supposed to leave Prime alone, man. Like you said, Max, give us one guy, man.
Can he get one?
Can we get one?
Can he get one without the guy who's gotten every recruit for a billion years, every single one on the same team? Can Deion get one without? He's like,
we think we'll see them in more Aflac commercials together? Do you think?
Well, I think Prime spoke to him personally and talked to him over the phone, and that probably got worked out and hashed out a little
Actually,
bit.
Actually, you know what? That
Prime,
would be a good
Prime
commercial.
It would be a great commercial.
You know, Prime is a stand-up dude, so he's an adult. He knows how to handle the situation, and he's going to be straight up with Nick Saban and let him know where he stands. Nick Saban ain't going to be able to hide and run.
You know, I think that'd be a great commercial.
We both know Prime will say the right thing, but you know, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Oh, boy. Told you, we athletes, we petty.
Well, as coaches can be petty, too, apparently.
Apparently.
Right? Apparently.
And the he's scared.
The road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunez go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season already of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com.
If you look at the Cowboy offensive line, I'm not so sure they're as bad as it looks.
Who's America's team? Who's the quarterback of America's team? Those Dallas Cowboys. Who does Stephen A. love to pile up on every Monday morning after they have a letdown? It's the Dallas Cowboys. So Dak Prescott is most clearly the guy with the most pressure on him.
I think the reality for Dak Prescott is we've never seen him really elevate his football team.
All right, guys. Here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, it is time, since there are now 99 days, we are literally counting days until the NFL season. It is time for NFL bold predictions. Who wants to set this off? I guess I'll set it off, guys. Here's my bold prediction. You tell me if this counts as bold, Key. The Eagles will win the NFC East. Is that bold enough?
It is, I guess.
That's bold. That's bold.
Because I don't think very many people right now, they think that the Eagles have closed the gap on the Cowboys, but they don't think they've overtaken the Cowboys. I think they still sit at number two in most people's mind in the division. Jalen Hurts, they still are not sure about him as a quarterback, even though they went out and did some tremendous things in the draft and in free agency and trade for A.J. Brown. But I think it's a lot of people that's out there in the football world still waiting to see if Jalen Hurts is the actual guy.
I think the team responds well to Hurts. I think Hurts has flashed, and they got him a guy. But also, I think the Eagles control the line of scrimmage better than anyone in the division, and I usually like that team if they have a competent quarterback. You got a bold prediction, Jay?
Yeah, I got Justin Herbert leading the league in passing yards and TDs. Now, Key told me during our conversation that wasn't bold, but if he does that, like,
well,
he's
got to share what I told people.
Because
this is
what happens. Because you're the football expert.
I took Herbert for MVP this year.
That's what it leads into. If he leads the league in passing yards, last year he was second. He was third in touchdowns last year, but second year underneath OC Joe Lombardi. If he continues to progress, man, like, you're talking about this dude being the elite of the elite. If he's following the track record of you, what you've been saying, Max.
Yeah, listen, Key, you know how you say some guys just look right? Herbert looks right, man.
No,
doing cool. Everything, he looks right.
No, he's tall, for sure.
Tall, he can run, he can throw.
Austin Eckler, I mean,
they got a really good team.
Yeah.
Looks right.
They got a really good team. If they can put it all together and not screw it up, you know, down the line like they did against the Raiders, and, you know, to clinch a playoff spot, even though the Raiders could have let him in, but the Raiders wasn't doing him any favors.
Yeah.
Division. So my ball take should have been like Brandon Staley gets it done on fourth downs. Like, is that should that be the bold statement?
He can get it done by not calling the damn play.
Just
punt the ball.
All right, Keith. Now, if that's not a bold statement, what Jay just said, it's 99 days till the NFL season. We're making our bold NFL predictions. Why don't you give us an actual bold NFL prediction? Show us how it's
done. Both of you guys are bold, but mine's bolder.
All right.
Because I'll say Matty Ice takes the Indianapolis Colts to the Super Bowl.
That is bold.
Wow.
Yeah, I say that is exactly what they needed. 2 years ago, they get to the playoffs with Phillip Rivers. Last year, they get Carson Wentz, which they almost got to the playoffs. A couple games here and there, he screwed it up, throwing the ball to the other team a bunch of times for no reason at all.
Wincing.
Yeah, yeah, wincing. Yeah. And they would have been in a great situation, but this is a perfect situation for Matt Ryan. You think about it. They got a defense that's solid and sound. They got a running game second to none. They got young receivers that can play. And they got a quarterback that can make things happen with his arm. A lot of people think he's lost some arm strength, but that's okay. He's sharp with his mind, and he can anticipate. And whenever you can anticipate behind an offensive line that was actually built for Andrew Luck. So he's going to have the protection. I can't wait to see him in Indianapolis. And don't be shocked, though, if the Colts make a strong playoff run.
Well, he does the thing that you talk about a lot, which is you don't have to, like, just manage it solid and sound, and then a couple times a game when you need to make that play.
But see, he's not cooked. What I mean by that is if you go back and you look at his film in Atlanta over the last couple years, he's not a cooked quarterback.
Right.
He's not a guy that the Atlanta Falcons needed to move on from. The only reason why the Atlanta Falcons move on from a guy like this is because it's a rebuilding situation. Let him go find a winner. Give him an opportunity to win it toward the end of his career. But if they had a team that was poised to make a strong run in the NFC South, Matt
They'd
Ryan
have
was still
– yeah.
Absolutely.
They were trying to build around him still.
He would still be their quarterback.
They took the tight end in the draft a couple of years ago. Because
and Kyle
they were,
Pitts.
Yeah, Pitts, because they were still building around Matt Ryan.
And this is different than Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers was at the end and still was able to muster enough to go to Buffalo and put Buffalo on the ropes in the playoffs.
And by the chance, like, respect to Arthur Smith, who giving, like, and their front office, giving Matty Ice the opportunity to go somewhere to contend for a Super Bowl. I don't think that happens enough in professional sports where you see a guy that's paid his time, that's done his time, and they're like, all right, we want to put you in the best opportunity to let you win.
Well, that Arthur Blank, the owner, along with Rich McKay, made a decision that's what they were going to do was allow him to pick a team that was best suited for him.
It's the right thing to do.
And that was the right thing to do. Yeah. Rather than hold on to him and play
games. The
right
thing to do always doesn't happen in sports, though.
But Matt Ryan is a great example of, like, because it straddles the line. There are quarterbacks that you can win with, and there are quarterbacks that you can win because of. And Dan Orlovsky says the Cowboys win with Dak Prescott, not because of Dak Prescott. In fact, Dan made two lists. Quarterbacks you win with quarterbacks you win because of. Which list should Dak be on? Here is are quarterbacks you can win with.
So Mac Jones, Tua, Baker Mayfield, Tannehill, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston, Kyler Murray, and Jimmy G.
I agree with some of that list. I'm looking at Kyler Murray. Seems to me like you win because of Kyler Murray.
And then QBs, you win games because of the NFL right now. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, Derek Carr, Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Matthew Stafford.
All right, Key. Ooh. What you got? What's your first thought when you see
Kyler
those two
Murray
lists?
Kyler Murray should be on this list.
Yeah, Kyler's on the first list. I disagree with that.
The first list again?
First list again.
I want to see the first list again.
You win games because of Kyler Murray, by the way.
Yeah, you win. Right. You win games because of Kyler Murray. You win games because of Dak Prescott.
Do you, though, all the time?
Yeah, you win games because of Dak Prescott. Because when Dak Prescott wasn't there, what did it look like?
True,
it's simple. It's an eye test, Jay.
I know. I'm with you. Help me with this, Key, because this is where I get confused.
The two guys, Kyler Murray and Dak Prescott, shouldn't be on this particular list. They should be on the other
list.
What
about Matt Ryan, who you just...
Wait, hold on, Max. I want to ask you a question about Dak. K, When we talk about the Cowboys, you came on here and said when they rush over 100 yards, I think they're like undefeated, right? So
we got into this
conversation multiple times where you said they are a run-first offense. And I understand that Dak, when you need him to make those plays, can make it. But like, we haven't seen that version of Dak in a year and a half since he's gotten hurt, right? So doesn't he have to prove that he's a guy that you can win? I know his contract proves that to a degree, but doesn't he have to prove that he's a guy that you can win because of coming up this season?
I think you got a couple things going there, right, Jay?
Yeah.
You talk about the running game. The running game is a product of everything that they do from an offensive line standpoint, the receivers being able to get open, Dak being able to deliver the football to loosen up the front seven of the defense. Now the running game gets going. All that kind of goes together.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys, you saw them without Dak Prescott. I mean, it's simple. It's an eyeball test. They were not a very good football team. Dak Prescott comes back into the fold. They're a much better football team. They ran off however many games in a row. They lose to Tampa Bay opening day. They come back. Dak Prescott is rolling. They're winning. They hit a little bit of a slump right there. Then they get back on track. This, as I would like to say, slander of Dak Prescott's name is kind of somewhat ridiculous, but I also understand that he has something to prove based on his contract of 2 years ago. People want to see him take the next step.
See, I think I know what it is, Jay.
That's what the problem is right there, is they're waiting to see him take this next step, like a lot of quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford didn't take the next step till he got with Sean McVay and won the Super Bowl.
But Key,
Matthew Stafford would have been in that same damn category.
I think, Jay, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that you're identifying, wait a minute, if you're in that top tier, then you should be able to win because of you. But that means you should be able to drop back a million times. You don't have to rely on the running game. Key has buckets. And to me, it seems, Key, you're saying only five or six or seven, or however many guys you have in the top bucket, can do that.
It's really, honestly three, and I could force one or two in.
Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes.
And then that's really it.
Yeah.
What about Josh Allen, Justin Herbert?
They're getting close.
And Dak is one of those guys who's kind of straddling. I think that's what the confusion is.
What the hell is Josh Allen won?
Right.
Let's be honest right now on our show.
And he's
what
on a lo-
the hell is
he's
Josh
on a loaded
Allen
team.
Won?
And he's on a loaded team.
Okay, but he was second. He finished second in MVP voting.
I
hear you, but I haven't seen the complete body of work from Dak yet. That's the question. I think Dak belongs in that conversation. You're looking for the complete season. Like, he started off hot 2 years ago. He was in the MVP conversation, then he got hurt. You haven't seen him complete the deal.
I agree.
He certainly got hurt. There's no question about it. It affected some of his play down the stretch. When he came back, you could tell he was injured. He was still fighting through it, whatever the case may be. But when you start thinking about these quarterbacks and players, what we tend to do is we want everything to be so fast and everything so great. He's going to do this and he's going to be good. And it don't work that way.
What the hell has Josh Allen done? I like Josh Allen. A handful of guys you could say that about. And then there's another handful where
Let's
you think,
there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Right? Dak is a maybe.
Maybe.
Derek Carr is a maybe.
Maybe.
Josh Allen, maybe. Most people would say yes. You're saying is a maybe.
What has he won, Max?
No, I'm saying that most people would say yes. You're saying is a maybe. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Got bold predictions? You want to hear them? ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.